Let every prayer point produce instant results. Let every prayer point produce great testimonies. Let your glory fall and transform our lives. Thank you, Father, because we know you are going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that you will not leave this meeting the same way you have come. We're going to take some worship songs before we begin to pray with prayer points. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We praise you, Jehovah. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, O Lord. You are glorious. So Thou shalt die, you are glorious, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, 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 you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Hallelujah. 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 To the Lamb of God, hallelujah. To the Ancient of Days, hallelujah. To the Almighty God, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore, O Adonai, Adonai, we worship you, we worship you, Son of God, you are so good, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble, our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble, our God reigneth. Let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. O Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you. Oh, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all, Lord. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is in every situation a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, mighty man of war, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, mighty redeemer, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who you are, yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You have proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to fail us. You're too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You have proven yourself in our lives, and we have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, over and again, over and again. I give you my life, Jesus, over and again. I give you my soul, over and again, over and again. I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. You laid aside your majesty, gave up everything for me. You suffered at the hands of those you have created. You took all my guilt and shame when you died and rose again. Now today you reign, in heaven unheard, exalted. I really wanna worship you, my Lord. You are all I have, and I am yours forever and ever. I will love you. You are the only one who died for me. You gave your life to set me free. So I lift my voice to you in adoration. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power, let the power of the Lord come down. Amen. Oh, let the power of the Lord come down into this place. Let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the glory, of the Lord come down. As we pray, oh, let the glory of the Lord come down. As we worship, let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Let's cauterize, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. heart, let go the eyes, let these enemies be scattered, let go. Let go the rise. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning within. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I yes, hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and praise Him. Adore Him, magnify Him, worship Him, worship Him, worship Him. He is the Almighty God. He is your Maker, your Lord, your Healer, your Deliverer, your Restorer, your Provider. He is your Father. He is the Lord that shows immeasurable mercies. He is the Lord that opens doors no one can shut. He shuts doors and no one can open. He makes alive, and also He kills. Worship Him. He controls times and seasons. He has determined the end of all things, even before they began to exist. He is highly exalted, and there is no end to His exaltation. There is no end to how high He is. There is no end to how great He is. We worship You, Father. You are before all things, and by You all things are held together. We praise You, Lord. You are the giver of eternal life, the Savior of our souls. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. You make all things beautiful in Your time. We worship You, Father. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him praise and worship. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your grace that is sufficient in my life. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining me. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your grace. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for your grace that is sufficient in my life. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in my life. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining me. Thank you for your grace that is keeping me moving. Keeping me standing. Keeping me victorious. Keeping me in perfect peace. In perfect health. Thank you for your grace that is producing results in my life. Your grace is not without results in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to say, Father, thank you for becoming an enemy to my enemies. You're going to say, Father, thank you for becoming an enemy to my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The enemy of God's children is also God's enemy. Say, oh Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father, for becoming an enemy to my enemies. Thank you for becoming an enemy to those who hate me. Thank you, Lord, for becoming an enemy to those who seek my downfall. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for watching over my life. And the Bible told us in Psalm 121 that he that keeps Israel, evil keeps Israel, neither slumber nor sleep. You're going to say, Father, thank you for watching over my life 24/7, in every day, in every moment, in every second. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you for watching over me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. If the Lord has not been watching over you, you might have died by now. You might have been wasted by the enemy. If the Lord has not been watching over you, you might have been wasted by the kingdoms of darkness. Say, oh Lord, thank you for watching over my life. Thank you for looking after my life. Thank you for preserving my going out and coming in. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me from all evils. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. You have not allowed me to be conquered by the enemy. You always watch over me. You always watch over me. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me into a higher level in my spiritual walk with you. You're going to say, Father, take me to a higher level in my spiritual walk with you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, take me to a higher level. Take me to a higher level in my spiritual walk with you. Take me to a higher level. Take me to a higher level in my walk with you. Take me to a deeper level. Take me to a deeper level in my walk with you, in my personal walk with you, personal relationship with you. Oh Lord, take me into a higher level. Make me grow in the knowledge of you. Make me grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In the book of John, 17, verse 3. John 17 verse 3, Jesus summarized our entire Christian journey into knowing God and knowing Him. Yeah, Jesus gives a summary of why you are a Christian. The summary of why you are a Christian. Apart from what he said in John chapter 3 verse 16. In John 17 verse 3. You're going to see a summary of why we are Christians. Why we are children of God. You know, in John 3:16 it says that God so much loved the world, he gave his only son. His only son, who he loved so much. Yeah, and then whosoever believe in that only son will not perish, but have eternal life. Yeah, so Christianity is about not perishing. Christianity is about you not perishing and you having eternal life. And now in John 17 verse 3, Jesus now summarized what having eternal life, what it's all about. I'm going to read it, John 17 verse 3. And this is life eternal. That is, this is eternal life. This is how to have eternal life. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Yeah, Jesus said, this is eternal life. That all these people that I have called out of the world unto myself, all these people, including you, all Christians, that they might know you, the only true God, and that they might know Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And Jesus said, this is all that eternal life is all about. Knowing the only true God. That is your business as a Christian, knowing God. So the question is, do you know God? And how much of God do you know? How much in God do you know? Have you known enough to have eternal life? Or maybe I should say, have you known enough to inherit eternal life? To walk in eternal life? To operate in eternal life? You're going to pray. If this is why we are Christians, then let us do it. If this is why we are Christians, just to know God and to know Jesus, then let us do it. Let us know God. Let us know Jesus. Let us know God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every knowledge in my head that is not letting me know God come out right now. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every knowledge in my head, every knowledge in me that is not letting me know God, come out right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. This is our duty to know God. To know God. Every knowledge in me, every ideology, mindset in me that will not let me know God, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every belief system in me, in my head, that will not let me know God, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So you can see, eternal life comes by knowing God. And knowing God has a lot to do with faith, believing. You know, Jesus said, whosoever shall believe in him. Whosoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but shall have eternal life, shall have everlasting life. Whosoever believes in Jesus. So, knowing God has a lot to do with believing the truth. Believing and agreeing with the truth. Yeah, believing in Jesus. Yeah, because if you can't obey Jesus without believing in Jesus, it's not possible. You cannot obey the truth without believing that the truth is true. So you believe that this is the truth and it is true. That is why you obey it, you do it. Yeah, and that believing and obeying will give you eternal life. And not only that, that believing and obeying will make you know God more. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That is, those that fear God, they will obey God, and in the process they become wise. That is, they become friends of God. God draw closer to them. So you're going to pray. I realize that in this generation, it is becoming difficult for people to, number one, believe the truth. Believe that the truth is the truth. Believe that the truth is true. And number two, it's becoming difficult for people to obey the truth, to agree and obey the truth. And that is why we don't know God. Yeah. Because we are not in the truth. And God can only be found in the truth. So you are going to pray. You are still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, every spirit in my mind, in my head, that is there to turn me against the truth, come out right now. You're going to say, every spirit in my brain, in my mind, that is there to turn me against the truth, come out right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Come out right now. Come out right now. Every spirit in my brain, in my head, that is there to turn me against the truth, come out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit walking in my mind, making it difficult for me to agree with the truth, making it difficult for me to believe the truth, making it difficult for me to obey the truth, come out right now. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I've said it before that the knowledge of God is beyond head knowledge. The knowledge of God is beyond head knowledge. You don't know God the way you go to secondary school and study medicine, or you go to secondary school to study biology or agriculture. That's not how to know God. Yeah. Does not know how to know God is not head knowledge. Yeah, knowing God is not head knowledge. Knowing God is a spiritual knowledge. You know Him with your spirit. With your spirit. Yeah, that is how you know God, not with your head. Not with your brain. You know Him with your heart, with your spirit. Your heart is your spirit. I'm not talking about this one that pumps blood. I'm talking about your heart, your spirit man. And that is where you know God. That is how you know God. It's beyond head knowledge. Beyond head knowledge. So if all that you know about God is just in your head, you don't yet know God. Yeah, you don't yet know God. Because God is spirit. And you can only know Him with your spirit. So you're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, release my spirit man to know God. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, release my spirit man to know God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nahash de tenesala, tish 주시 띵건의 하나다. 바하타시 때내리 하사라. Holy Spirit, release my spirit man. Release my spirit man to know the Lord. Release my spirit to know God as He is. Holy Spirit, release my spirit to know God as He is. To know God as He is. To know God as He is. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, release my spirit. Break every chain of darkness, stopping my spirit from knowing God. Break every chain of slavery, stopping my spirit from knowing God. Holy Spirit, break every chain of addictions, stopping my spirit from knowing God. Holy Spirit, release my spirit. Release my spirit, man, to know God. I believe you are praying like that. Holy Spirit, release my spirit, man, to know God as He is. To know God as He is. Release my spirit from the bondage of the flesh. Release my spirit from the bondage of sin. Release my spirit from the bondage of worldliness. To begin to know God as He is. Right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, release my spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We say there is revival when the spirits of people has been released to know God as He is. That is the meaning of revival. Yeah. In fact, revival is more spiritual than physical. I tell you the truth. Revival is more spiritual than physical. That is, revival is beyond the physical miracles. Of course, it's part of it, but it's more than that. Revival is beyond the lame rising and walking, the blind seeing, the dead coming back to life. Revival is beyond that. Revival is present when the spirits of people has been awakened to know God, to connect with God directly. When the spirits of people have been awakened to connect with God directly, that is when there is revival. If that has not happened, there is no revival yet. Yeah, there is no revival yet. Until the spirits of men have been liberated from the bondage of sin, from the bondage of the flesh, from the bondage of deception, to know the only true God, to believe God, to draw closer to God, that is when we can say there is revival. So you can ask yourself, have I really experienced revival? I mean right now, ask yourself, Have I really experienced revival? Is my spirit man connected to God? Is my spirit man in oneness with God? You are going to pray. That is why Jesus came, to connect us with God directly, that our spirit can know God directly without any barrier. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let the fire of revival from the Holy Ghost begin to burn in me. Fire of revival from the Holy Ghost begin to burn in me until my spirit man is in union with God. Until my spirit man become one with God, become united with God, let the fire of revival of the Holy Ghost begin to burn him alive. Open your mouth and pray like that. Bashishte tesa serelia, gejene kada balashtana. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of revival, the fire of revival from the Holy Ghost begin to burn in me. Fire of revival. Bashia tesida galashta. Fire of revival from the Holy Ghost born in me, born in my soul, born in my spirit, born in my body, until I am completely united with God, until my spirit become one with God. Fire of the Holy Ghost begin to burn now in the name of Jesus. Fire of revival. Fire of revival from the Holy Spirit born in me, born in me, born in me, born in me. Born in me until I am completely united with God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, remember that I said that knowing God is beyond head knowledge. That you cannot know God the same way you know science and technology, the same way you study and know your academic books, that knowing God is by spiritual knowledge. Yeah. But there is something your brain will do. Even though knowing God is beyond your brain. However, your brain is a gate to your spirit. Your brain, your head, your mind. You know, the brain is the seat of the mind. Your brain is a gate to your soul, to your spirit. Yeah. So your brain is also very important in knowing God. Yeah. In fact, your brain is the key to knowing God. Yeah. And that is why the greatest attacks of Satan is in your brain. The greatest attacks of the kingdom of darkness is targeted on your brain. Yeah, because your brain, your mind is the key to knowing God. Even though you cannot know God with it, but it will open the way, open the path for your spirit to know God. I don't know if you are getting the point. So your mind is a gate to your spirit. It is a gate to knowing God with your spirit. Yeah, so that is why there is a lot of deliverance that must happen in your mind. God did a lot of deliverances in my brain, in my mind, because I found my mind to be the only limitation. At a point in my quest to know God, I found my mind to be the only limitation left in knowing God. So you are going to pray. The Bible says that to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That life also means eternal life. The life in God, the life in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost. And of course, that peace also means the peace that is in the presence of the Holy Spirit. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me in the realm of my mind so that I can know God as He is, so that I can know God with my spirit, so that I can know God for real." God is real. I'm not talking about when you work miracles. Beyond miracles, God is real. And you can know Him. You can know Him. Place your right hand on your head. Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me in the realm of my mind." Thank you, Lord. Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now in the realm of my mind so that I can know God as He is." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me in my brain. Deliver me in my mind so that I can know God as He is. In the name of Jesus, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me in the realm of my mind. fire of the Holy Ghost. Deliver me now. Mahashujida katala. Mahasuziandeshida. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. This kind of prayer is one of the most dangerous prayers. Continue to pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me in the realm of my mind so that I can know God as He is. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, when the writer of Romans chapter 8, and of course, you know, it's Paul, when the writer said, to be carnally minded is death, do you know what that means? He's saying that every human being that is born into the world, they are born spiritually dead. Because the mind of every human being that is not yet born again, their mind is wired to be carnal. Yeah, the mind of every human being is wired to be carnal. Your brain is wired to be carnal. And then it says to be carnally minded. That is, your brain being carnal equals to what? Death. Is in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Yeah. So the brain of every human being that has not Christ in their lives is wired to be spiritually dead. So that is, their brain don't want their spirit man to come alive. So spiritual death means that their spirit is dead towards God. That's the meaning of spiritual death. That is, your spirit is dead toward God. Which means God can be standing before you like this. I mean, God can be standing before you face to face and you can't even feel it. And you can't even know it. Because your spirit is dead towards God. So that's the meaning of spiritual death. So your brain is naturally wired to kill your spirit. Yeah, but the Bible says that if you can rewire that brain, your spirit will live. I don't know if you are getting my point. Your brain is naturally wired to make your spirit dead toward God. But if you can rewire it, that is, if you can begin to renew your mind, you begin to unlearn many things, you begin to reject many things you have believed for years, you begin to change your reasoning, change your mentality, you begin to see things in the light of the scriptures, in the light of the Word of God, then your spirit will begin to come alive. So you can now see how your brain is a key to knowing God. How it is a key to your spirit. Even to waking up your spirit from death. So you can see that a lot of work must be done in your brain if you are going to know God. You're going to pray. You are still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Rewire my brain. To become spiritually minded. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Rewire my brain. To become spiritually minded, heavenly minded, so that my spirit man can know God. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, rewire my brain. Rewire my brain. Rewire my brain. Renew my brain. Reprogram my brain. Reconstruct my brain. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Recreate my brain. To become spiritually minded always, so that I can know God as He is. Your carnal mind cannot know God. I believe you know that. No matter how much we preach to your carnal mind, it will never believe God. No matter what you do to your carnal mind, it can never know God. It can never obey God. It can never trust God. It can never believe God. That mind must change, or you will die forever. Or you will perish forever. That mind must change. Fire of the Holy Ghost, rewire my mind. Rewire my brain to become spiritually minded always, heavenly minded always, spiritually inclined always, so that I can know God with my spirit. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You know, a lot of Christians are living in a world of darkness, a world they created for themselves. You know, this brain can just put you in a world. You know, we are already in the world. Yeah, we are in the world. You know that. We are on earth. And the earth is governed by the world system. But this, your brain can put you in your own world. Like it can create a world around your life. Put you in that world. And you begin to move from one depth of darkness to another depth of darkness. So this mind will create different worlds of darkness around you. You begin to imagine all kinds of pollutions, all kinds of unrighteousness. You begin to imagine evils, things that does not glorify God. You begin to think all manner of thoughts that does not glorify God. And you continue every day of your life in that world your mind has created and have put you inside. And then you begin to just live in a world that does not glorify God. And then you call yourself a Christian. You are living in a world full of lust. I mean, in a world you have created for your own life. A world full of greed. A world full of lust. A world full of pride. Full of arrogance. Bitterness. Disobedience. Hatred. And all forms of wickedness. And then you still say you are a pastor, or you are a minister of God, or you are a servant of God, or you are a Christian. Well, you are not the right Christian. Yeah. So you are going to pray, what worlds have your mind put you into? Yeah. You are going to pray that God will remove you from every realm. Maybe I should use the word realms. Your mind has thrown you into realms of darkness. Your minds have put you into. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, deliver me from every realm of darkness, realm of deep darkness, every realm of death. My mind has put me into. Oh Lord, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The realm of lust, the realm of pride, the realm of disobedience, the realm of arrogance, the realm of unrighteousness, every realm of addiction, every realm of slavery, every realm of unbelief, every realm of fear, realm of doubts that my mind has put me in. Oh Lord, with your mighty hand, remove me now. Remove me now. Remove me now. In the name of Jesus. Those darkness, they are realms. You might not see it physically, but you are in a different world and you don't know. And that is why your life keep on moving in circle. Yeah, because you are always in the realm where they control your life. They control your life. Your mind have put you in a realm where your entire life and calling and destiny and ministry is being controlled to go in a certain direction. And until you leave that realm your mind have put you in, you will continue to move in circle and you will never experience a significant progress or increase or profit in your life. Say, oh Lord, remove me from every realm of death, every realm of darkness, every realm of deception, every realm of confusion that my mind has put me into. Oh Lord, remove me now. Remove me now. Every realm of doubt, fear, unbelief, my mind has put me into. Every realm of limitations, my mind has put me into. Oh Lord, deliver me now. Pull me out of those realms. Pull me out of such realms. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. told you that one of the most terrible and dangerous prayers is the prayers you pray concerning the deliverance of your mind, the deliverance of your brain. And you need to also know that the deliverance of your brain is equal to the deliverance of your soul. The deliverance of your brain, the deliverance of your mind is equal to the salvation of your soul. Is equal to the deliverance of your soul. It is in the realm of soul that you make choices. It is in the realm of soul, in the realm of your soul, that you make decisions. And a lot of people, billions of people, are making wrong decisions, wrong choices every day because they are being controlled in their mind. Satan is controlling them in their mind. So their soul is lost. Their soul is confused. Their soul is deceived. They don't even know where they are going. They don't know who to serve, whether it's God. They don't know who to serve anymore, whether it's God or the devil, because their mind is no longer under their control. Satan is now the one controlling their minds. And that is why their soul is lost. You're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every operation of darkness going on in my mind, going on against my mind, to cause me to make wrong decisions and choices. Every operation of darkness going on in my mind, going on against my mind, to cause me to make wrong decisions and choices. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. The reason why you have not completely surrendered your life to Jesus is because of the darkness in your mind. The darkness in your mind is telling you that life is sweet and you should not give God all your life, that you should reserve some part of your life for your own benefit. Talk to God. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every operation of darkness going on against my mind to cause me to make wrong decisions, to cause me to make wrong choices. Right now, in the name of Jesus, destroy them right now. Destroy them right now. Destroy them right now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them. I believe you're praying. Operations of darkness going on in the air. The Bible says that there are powers in the air. In this head that you breathe in, there are powers inside. Operations of darkness are going on in the head. And the Bible says that those powers in the head are the powers working in the lives of the children of disobedience. They are the powers that is making people to disobey God, people to make wrong choices, people to live their lives for Satan.
to see every power in the air influencing my mind to make wrong decisions, to make wrong choices, to say words that I should not say. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. Powers in the air influencing my thought pattern, my thought process, influencing my brain to make wrong choices, wrong decisions that does not glorify God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you take a look at yourself, let's say you pick up a mirror and then you look at yourself in that mirror. Now, what will you see? You are going to see a body and then the color of your skin, whether you are dark or you are yellow, or you are white, or you are light in complexion. You're going to see the look of your face. Yeah, you know, that is what you're going to see. And after that, maybe you're going to see the environment you're staying to look at that mirror. Yeah, but after that, you're going to see nothing. Yeah. You're going to see nothing. Now, what does that mean? It means that life is whatever you make out of it. Your life is a product of your own choices. Yeah, apart from that, you are just you are just a body. So there is something that is moving your life in the direction it's going. Yeah, and that thing is what is in your skull. Yeah. So it's not like there is something outside. Yeah. It is all about you, your choices, your decision. It's not like when you look at yourself in the mirror, it's not as if you see another thing standing beside you. No, it is still you will see. I don't know if I'm getting my point. It is still you will see in the mirror. You're not going to see any other personality standing somewhere around you. It's just you. So which means that even Satan needs you to do anything against your life. Satan needs your permission. He needs you to agree with him before he can do anything in your life. So your entire life is all about your choice. Yeah. So it's not about somebody. Your life is in your hands. It's not about I'm doing this because of my friends. Yeah, I want them to see that I'm also a smart girl or a smart guy. It's not all about that. All of that is deception. The truth is that your life is in your hands. Yeah. And your entire life is what you have chosen it to be. Yeah, your life is looking exactly as you have chosen it to be. So you can now see the power that is in your choice. Yeah, you're not living another person's life. You are living your life. Yeah, and it is your choice. You are a product of your choice. Your choices, your decisions. Yeah, is not You're not the product of another person's choices or decisions. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to use your word to govern my choices and decisions. Help me to allow your word govern my choices and decisions. Whatever you are now and whatever you will be is not in the hands of any spiritual entity. It's all in your hands. It's all about your choices and decisions. Everything you need to prevail, to succeed in life, has already been given to you. Everything you need to become great, prosperous, is already with you. You already know these things. So whether you are stagnant today is nobody's fault, is your fault. And whether you are moving forward today is nobody's fault, is your fault. Whether you are rising today is your choice. And whether you're falling, it's still your choice. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, help me to allow your word govern my choices and decisions. Help me to allow your word govern my choices and decisions in every day of my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord, to let your word, to let the Bible. Some Christians, they only read the Bible, but they don't let the Bible govern their lives. They don't let the instructions, the truths in the word of God rule their lives. Rule their lives. Talk to God. So Lord, help me to allow your word govern my choices and decisions. That is how you will survive. That is how you will make heaven. That is how to have eternal life. Oh Lord, help me to let your word rule my choices. Rule my mind. Rule my decisions. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Help me. In Jesus' name. Oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you might be asking that. You might be asking if what I have said is true. Yeah, you might be asking, what about witchcraft attacks? What about demonic attacks? Or why did you say that? Why did you say that we are the ones that have made our lives look the way it is? That it is no other person. Yeah, why did you say our life is a product of our choices and decisions? What about the influences of witchcraft? What about the attacks of Satan? What about the economy in the country we live? What about the government in the country we live? What about this? What about that? Yeah, I'm still repeating the same. That your entire life up to today is a product of your choices and decisions. Yeah, it is the truth And that's the pure truth. Of course, forces of darkness are there. Witchcraft are there. Yeah. But ask yourself, have they not been defeated? The forces of witchcraft, the forces of hell, the principalities, ask yourself, have they not all been defeated by Jesus on the cross? Even poverty have been defeated. Yeah. So what is now the problem? The problem is we ourselves. Yeah. You cannot believe God. You cannot fast. You can't pray. You can't trust God. You can't obey God. You can't do what the Bible tells us to do. The Bible says if you obey all these commandments, and the Bible begins to mention the blessings that will follow you one by one. The Bible tells you, obey all these things, do all these things, and then wait and see how blessings will overtake you all in all the days of your life. Yeah, so it is not the fault of any Satan or devil or witchcraft. It is all our faults, even our sicknesses and diseases. It's still our fault. Yeah. But people don't want to be told the truth. Yeah, but I have just told you the truth. It's all our fault. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, whichever way I have been destroying my life by myself, oh Lord, open my eyes to see. In whichever way I have been limiting my life by myself, do you know it's possible that you are the one limiting your life up to this moment, and you don't know? Say, oh Lord, in whatever way I have been the one limiting my life, destroying my life by myself, oh Lord, open my eyes and deliver me. Open my eyes to know it and deliver me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, in whatever way I have been destroying my life and destiny by myself, oh Lord, open my eyes and save me. Open my eyes and save me. Open my eyes and save me. I don't know if you know the weight of this prayer we are praying right now. I don't know if you know how important the prayers we are praying right now is to your destiny. So, oh Lord, open my eyes and save me. Thank you, Lord. Save me. Save me. Save me. Save me. In the name of Jesus, in whatsoever way I have been destroying my life through my character and attitudes and habits and lifestyle and culture and way of life, oh Lord, open my eyes and save me. Open my eyes and save me. Open my eyes and save me right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. I have seen a lot by Spirit of God, I've seen a lot. Now, one of the things that I have seen is that there is a thick darkness upon the whole earth, upon the whole world, upon this generation, a very thick darkness, and majority have been captured by this thick darkness. Majority are slaves to this thick darkness. And as that darkness is moving, in whichever direction the darkness is moving, I see billions of people going the same direction. So let's say the direction is going west. Let's say the darkness is going west. I see billions of souls going west. Now let's say the darkness is going east. Immediately the darkness turns to eastward direction. Billions of souls go east as well. And I'm talking about pastors, churches, believers, unbelievers, going in the direction of the darkness that is upon this world. I'm telling you the truth. So I don't know if you are also one of the slaves, if you have also been captured by the same darkness. And only very few people are going in the opposite direction. Only very few people are going against the direction of that darkness. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, deliver me. Set me apart from the billions of souls that have been captured by the thick darkness that is upon this generation. Oh Lord, set me apart. Deliver me from the billions of souls that have been captured by the thick darkness controlling this generation, controlling this age. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. You see, things have gotten worse. You don't know because you have been captured. Those of us that is against the tide, those of us that is not going to yield to that darkness, we know how worse things have become. But you might not know if you have been captured. You might not know how worse things have become in this generation. You might not know. Things have gone very worse. Say, oh Lord, deliver me now. Deliver me now from the list of billions of souls that have been captured by the thick darkness that is upon this age. Deliver me now, Lord Jesus. Deliver me now. I want to be different. I want to be different, even if it's only me. Oh Lord, I want to be different. Deliver me. Thank you, Lord. I don't want to be controlled by the thick darkness that that is upon this age. Deliver me now, Lord Jesus. Deliver me now, Lord Jesus. Deliver me now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have three more prayer points before we round off the session. I saw how a lot of people have made idols of themselves. A lot of people have made idols of themselves. That is, they are worshipping themselves, serving themselves, some in the name of beauty, some in the name of possessions, worldly possessions, material things of the world, some in the name of scientific knowledge. They so much believe in what they studied in school than in the realities of the kingdom of God, than in the truth of the word of God. So are you serving yourself? If you are serving yourself, you cannot escape the thick darkness that is upon this age. You cannot. If you are serving yourself, you are pleasing yourself, you are after satisfying yourself, that is all you are after, you cannot survive the thick darkness that is upon this generation. So you are going to pray that the Lord would deliver you from idolatry of self, idolatry of your will, idolatry of your own desires, idolatry of your cravings, that the Lord would deliver you. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every form of idolatry of self in my life. Every idolatry of myself. Oh Lord, deliver me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. If you can dress seductive and you are not ashamed of yourself, you can wear tight clothing, trousers, or women wearing trousers, seducing opposite sex, and you are not ashamed of yourself, it means you are a slave to the thick darkness that is upon this age. Say, oh Lord, deliver me from idolatry of myself. Deliver me from idolatry of myself, or idolatry of my money, idolatry of my career, idolatry of my marriage. Some people, marriage is their idol. Some people, their spouse is their idol. Their children is their idol. Oh Lord, deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me from every idolatry of myself. Idolatry of my intellect. Idolatry of my own ideas. Oh Lord, deliver me. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You know, we started from knowing God. That was where we start from. Knowing God. Knowing God. I discovered that it will be so easy for anyone to know God if we are able to get rid of all the distractions, the darkness that is between us and God. Yeah, it becomes easy to know God when all the darkness, the distractions devil has created to block humans from knowing God. If we can get rid of such darkness, to know God becomes too easy. And the reason is because God Himself wants to show Himself to us. God Himself is so eager to move closer to you. Yeah. So if you're going to pray, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the darkness, the hindrances, the distractions blocking me from knowing God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. The hindrances, the darkness, the distractions stopping me from knowing God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. The barriers, the hindrances, the distractions blocking me from knowing God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Destroy them whole. Destroy them whole. Destroy them whole. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them whole. In the name of Jesus. The worldliness, the pleasures blocking me from knowing God. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. The deception, the confusion blocking me from knowing God, catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. I have said it before. I told you that the whole earth is indeed filled with the glory of God. The whole earth, including your room where you are sleeping, everywhere on earth has been captured
by the glory of God. The whole earth has been swallowed up by the kingdom of God. Yeah, I did not know that until God began to open my eyes to see it, which means that as much as thick darkness has filled the whole earth, that is also how the glory of God has filled the whole earth. In fact, the glory of God has captured the earth much more than the way darkness has captured the earth. But you cannot know this if you are still bound by darkness. You cannot know that even your room, the room you have right now, is filled with the glory of God. I'm talking about what I have seen face to face. Yeah, I don't just say things that I have not tasted or touched. I'm talking about the fact that where you are right now is filled with the glory of God. I'm not talking theory, I'm talking reality, and it is as it is, even now, right there where you are, filled with the glory of God. But you can't see it or sense it, is either two reasons causing that. Is either number one, your spirit man is not awakened to the presence of that glory. Or number two, you are surrounded and bound by darkness. So when you are in darkness, you can't feel that glory. You can't see that glory. You can't sense that glory. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father. And of course, in Isaiah chapter 6, read it. I have glory. To feel this glory and to walk in this glory. So, oh Lord, let me be awakened. Let me be awakened. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I acknowledge that the earth is filled with your glory, including where I am right now. I acknowledge, thank you, Lord, that the earth is filled with your glory. Oh, Lord, awake my spirit, my body, my soul to know this glory. Let me be awakened to know this glory, to walk in this glory, to flow in this glory.
to drink of this glory. Let me be awakened to sense this glory. Let me be awakened to feel this glory. Right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. Let me be awakened. Let me be awakened. Wake up my spirit. Wake up my soul. Wake up my body. To begin to know this glory. To be sensitive to this glory. Your glory that has filled the earth. That has captured the earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Oh, Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done during the course of these prayers. Thank you for your helps that have located us. Thank you for your power that has visited and transformed our lives. Thank you for your presence that has taken over our lives and environment. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for making all things go in the direction of your will in our lives. Thank you for how you have led us to pray the right kind of prayers tonight. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you stretch forth your hand and touch your people, as many that have joined this prayer session. O Lord of hosts, stretch forth your hand. Touch everyone. Touch everyone. Right now, in the name of Jesus, touch everyone. Touch everyone. Touch the bodies of your people. Touch the souls of your people. Touch the spirits of your people. Do your mighty works in their lives. Do your mighty works in their lives. Works of transformation. Works of deliverance. Works of healings. Works of breakthroughs. Works of elevation. Do your mighty works right now in Jesus' name. I decree that in your life, only the will of God shall prevail. In the name of Jesus, the contention, the struggle that is going on in the realm of the spirit for your soul, the contention between the forces of light and the forces of darkness going on for your soul, I decree that the forces of light shall prevail in the name of Jesus. The power of God shall fight for you in the name of Jesus. The hand of God shall rescue you from the depths of the darkness that has killed many people in this generation. There have enslaved many people in this generation. The hand of God shall rescue you from that darkness. in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, you shall no longer be deceived. You shall no longer be confused. And you shall no longer be controlled by the enemy. In the name of Jesus, the kind of minister of God heaven is looking for at this time, an approved minister of God, that is the kind of minister you will be. In the name of Jesus, you shall no longer serve sin. You shall no longer serve darkness. You shall no longer serve yourself. In the name of Jesus, the real knowledge of God that is beyond head knowledge, the real knowledge of God that singles out a man out of multitudes to be a change agent in the world, I pray that you will find that knowledge of God in the name of Jesus. The barriers that will not let you know God, they are broken in pieces now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.